The best sound in the world. Story by Nikki Daly. Bella was bored and Mum had house cleaning to do. Take Noodle and get some fresh air, said Mum. Noodle followed Bella outside and sat next to her on the pavement. Bella sighed and smelt the air. It did not smell fresh. It smelt of stinky traffic. Vroom went a car. Toot went another. Patter, patter, patter went a motorbike. Clackety flap flap went an old buggy with its worn out tires and rusty old body. Bella started counting the sounds around her. That was four already. Dugga 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 went a road drill. Grrrr growled Noodle at the drill. Doof 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 came the loud music from a taxi. Hannah, Hannah, Hannah went a lady talking loudly on her cell phone. Tick 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 went her high heels on the pavement as she walked by. Thwack, 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 thwack went a jugger running past Bella. Woof, 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 barked Noodle at the jugger. Twee, 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 whistled a boy on a bicycle. 12 sounds, said Bella. But all the noises were starting to make Bella's head spin, so she stopped counting and said, Come, Noodle, let's go to the backyard where it's nice and quiet. In the backyard, the traffic sounded far, far away. They could even hear the sweet tweet tweet song of a little bird. Bella closed her eyes and stroked Noodle, and they both jumped. Ugh! Ish! Ugh! The most terrible sound was coming from Gogo's house on the other side of the back wall. Quickly, Bella ran to tell her mum what she had heard. There are terrible sounds coming from Gogo's house, shouted Bella over the vrrr, vrrr of the vacuum cleaner. Mum switched it off. I didn't hear anything, said Mum. Listen, said Bella. And then Mum heard it. Ugh! Ish! Ugh! That's Gogo, said Mum. Quick, we must go and see what's the matter. Mum, Bella and Noodle rushed down the road and around the corner to Gogo's house. They found Gogo in her kitchen blowing on her hand. Ish! I burnt my hand on that silly hot pot, cried Gogo. Put it under some cold water while I fetch my first aid kit, said Mum, and off she ran back to her house, patter, patter, patter. Soon, Mum was back carrying a little white box with a red cross on its lid. She put some ointment on Gogo's hand and wrapped it in a bandage. Gogo, you can't cook with a sore hand, said Mum. You and your family must come and have supper with us tonight. Thank you, said Gogo. Please take that silly pot of beans to add to our meal. At supper time, Gogo and her family arrived. Yum, yum! That was the sound they made when they smelt Bella's mom's delicious curry made with Gogo's pot of beans. Noodle was even given a tiny bit in his bowl. Chomp, chomp, he ate it all up. Then lap, lap, he drank a whole bowl of water. I'm so glad you heard me cry out, said Gogo to Bella. I was busy counting the sounds around me, said Bella. Well, here's another one for you, said Gogo, bending towards Bella. Mwah! Went a big fat kiss on Bella's cheek. Bella had forgotten how many sounds she had counted, but that one had to be the best. That's my favorite sound, she said, smiling. At bedtime, Mum asked Bella, Do you know what my favorite sound is? What? Asked Bella. This, said Mum, giving Bella's tummy a tickle. Ha ha! laughed Bella. Yebo, laughter really is the best sound in the whole world. What do you think?